This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is heading to South Korea and Taiwan to sign several trade agreements. The governor plans to depart Friday for a week-long trip. He is accompanied by First Lady Georgianne Nixon, the directors of the Departments of Agriculture and Economic Development, and four state lawmakers. The delegation also includes representatives from several businesses, agricultural groups, and universities. The governor's costs are being covered by the Hawthorne Foundation, a nonprofit organization that promotes economic development. The itinerary includes visits to Taipei, Taiwan, and Seoul, South Korea. Climatologists say recent rain and snowstorms are slowly easing the grip of the worst U.S. drought in decades, but the wet weather is also creating some potential headaches. Storms swelled some major inland rivers to near flood stage while soaking some farmland so much that fast approaching spring planting could be slowed. But scientists caution that the abundance of moisture doesn't signal the end of the drought still, gripping more than half the continental U.S. after the bone-dry 2012 across the Corn Belt. The National Climatic Data Center's Mike Brewer says what happens in coming weeks could be more telling. That will be the time when the ground thaws, taking in whatever moisture hasn't already run off into the Mississippi or Missouri rivers and their tributaries. State Department of Revenue leaders told a Missouri House committee today that they are not sending copies of documents from Missouri citizens to the federal government. Director Brian Long and Deputy Director John Mollenkamp say they now require documents from state residents, including conceal and carry endorsements, to be scanned into a computer system as a part of an effort to cut down on fraud. Republican House member Todd Richardson says, though, that he is skeptical about the agency's intentions.
I've got concerns just based taking what the department testified to on face value, the collecting of these source documents and storing them in a state database, whether that information is being shared with anyone or not. I have deep concerns about the state collecting and holding that much data.
Richardson is sponsoring a bill that would bar the Department of Revenue from retaining copies of source documents used to obtain driver's license, conceal and carry endorsements, and other licenses. Some Republican lawmakers have accused the agency of forwarding scanned documents to the Department of Homeland Security and suggested that it's part of an effort by the Obama administration to collect data on gun owners in Missouri. The Missouri Senate has passed new legislation that will extend the age limit children can re-enter the foster care system from 18 to 21. Deanna Alasso, the executive director of the Central Missouri Foster Care and Adoption Association, says she applauds Senator Joe Lee Justice for sponsoring the bill. Alonzo says children who leave the foster care system each year often face incarceration, homelessness, or hunger. With the Senate's approval of this new piece of legislation, Alonzo says many of these issues will be alleviated.
The idea is to give the state of Missouri an opportunity to have a few more years with the kids to get them ready to be on their own.
The bill is headed to the House after passing the Senate with a 34-0 vote. For KBIA News, I'm James Parham.